But Kerr had his uses. He was chattering away now, voice dimmed by the helmet he wore and by the din.
You have to be sure to detect every scrap of radiation dust. Not one isotope must get through to the platform.
What would it cause?
Shouted Johnny.
Could there be a spark flash on the home planet like I told you? The teleportation platform there would get disrupted and we catch blazes. It's just the dust. You have to make sure there's none in the dust. No uranium.
Has it ever happened?
Blast no!
Roared Kerr.
And it never will.
Just dust?
Just dust.
What about a solid piece of uranium?
You won't detect that.
Would anything detect it?
We never ship it.
They got along pretty well. At first, Kerr had thought the animal was a peculiar thing, but it seemed friendly, and Kerr didn't have any friends. And the animal asked questions, questions, questions constantly, and Kerr just loved to talk. Better an animal audience than none at all. Besides, it was a favor to Turl and staved off possible disclosures. Turl brought the man-thing down each morning, tied it up to the machine it would operate, and picked it up each night. Kerr, much cautioned and threatened with the consequences if Johnny got loose, had the right to untie the animal and put it on another machine. The regular operator this morning was glad of a break. The post was extremely dangerous and had killed several cyclos in past decades. One usually got danger pay for it, but that was now suspended with the economy wave. The freighter load was handled. The last bucketful went by on the conveyor belt position, and the whole area drifted down to momentary idleness. The regular operator came back, looking suspiciously at his equipment.
Did it break anything?
Said the regular operator, with a taloned jerk at Johnny.
It hasn't broke anything around here yet,
said Kerr, defensively.
I heard it blew up a blade scraper.
Oh, that scraper was one that had already blown up. You know, the one a few months ago that got Whaler.
Oh, that one. The one that got a hairline crack in its canopy?
Yeah, that one.
I thought this animal blew it up.
That's just that zit making excuses for lack of maintenance.
Nevertheless, the regular operator carefully checked over his uranium detection station.
Why are you so nervous about it?
Hey,
said the regular operator.
It talks cyclo.
He could have a leak in his helmet,
explained Kerr to Johnny.
Or you could have left some dust on the controls.
Johnny looked at the regular operator.
You ever have a helmet blow up?
Blazes, no. I'm still alive, ain't I? And I ain't gonna have any breed gas blow up around me. Get off my machine! Another freighter's coming in.
Kerr untied the animal and led it over to the shade of a power pylon.
Yeah, that about completes you on the transshipment machinery. Tomorrow, I'm gonna start you on actual mining.
Johnny looked around.
What's that little house over there?
Kerr looked. It was a small domed structure with a bunch of cooling coils on the back of it.
Oh, the morgue. Company orders require all dead cyclos to get returned to home planet.
Johnny was interested.
Sentiment? Families?
Oh, no, Blazes no. Nothing silly like that. They got some dumb idea that if an alien race had dead cyclos to fool around with, they could work out the metabolism and get up to mischief. Also, it's a sort of nose count. They don't want names writing on a payroll after a guy is dead. Somebody else could collect the pay. It used to be done.
What happens with them? The corpses?
Oh, we let them collect and then schedule their teleportation back, just like any other package. When they get them home, they bury them. The company has its own cemetery on Cyclo.
Must be quite a planet,